Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. And I am finally back after 3 weeks of resting and taking a long break during the Holy Week. And I am back, finally. So medyo nagpahinga lang. At ngayon, up and about and so blessed to be sharing something differently for you. But before that, I'd like to invite to please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to please leave me your comments or rating. Please leave your rating after hearing this. And yeah, and today I'll be sharing something differently from you. So, as you know, I'm taking masterals in theology. So, I'll be sharing something from Pope John Paul II, from Carol Wojtyła, from that theology of the body. And the title of this sharing will be Realizing Each Other's Giftedness in Marriage. So this was a reflection that I submitted to my theology of the body, but and this is something so interesting, I'm sure, for everyone, especially for those who are married people who are listening right now. If you are discerning for married life, and if you are married persons, so this is very important for all of us. So let's begin. So in my reflection, I wrote this, that before I begin my reflection on the theology of the body by Carol Wojtyła, and I'd like to begin in all honesty with awe and wonder while holding the pictures. You know, I have a picture of Pope John Paul II during the 1995 World Youth Day. So this was taken in the seminary, in the World Youth Day proper. So these are beautiful pictures of Pope John Paul II. And amazing that nakita ko to in the closet of my mother. So hiningi ko ulit. Hiniram ko lang actually, but she was the one taking care of this. At hiniram ko lang ulit kasi parang alam mo nakaka-amaze to see. And now I'm studying theology of the body and seeing Pope John Paul II. Amazing. So na-amaze lang ako kasi I cannot imagine that a man of cloth and an ordained priest like him will be able to give light on the topic of sexuality and marriage. When I was a seminarian, no, I was a member of the San Carlos Optimi Choir. So ito yung official choir of the seminary from all departments represented. And we would always be invited in the events of the Archdiocese of Manila and sing at weddings. So yan, iba-iba. So may mass, high mass, ordinations, renewal of vows, and weddings. So at times we would be invited in those events. And Each time we sing at weddings, hindi ko alam maintindihan pagkakataon, I could not help myself but be amazed by the promises and exchange of vows by the groom and bride. Diba? Parang yung pinagsusumpaan ng kinakasal. I take you for my lawful wife or husband to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do as part. Amazing. Grabe yung pangako. No? Until death do us part. Tanging kamatayan lamang ang makakapaghiwalay sa atin. Kaya, when I was a seminarian, hindi ko maintindihan, parang sobrang amazed ako sa pinagsusumpaan na mag-asawa. And just imagine what a promise, until death do us part. And imagine that promise that each take, no, yung mag-asawa, yung husband and wife, in front of God, that only death can separate them. Kaya, siguro, no, this is, I guess, the reason why I did not pursue my seminary formation. Bakit kanyo? To become a priest, no? Humarot kasi ako. So, humarot po ako. And yes, no, maraming beses kami na i-invite sa weddings. And I would always hear those promises. And I'm always amazed by taking these promises in front of God and make the other person as your other half, as your other half. And where life will not be complete without the other half. And sa Filipino, no, sa Filipino, sa Tagalog, and it is best described as kabiyak, no? Napakalalim, kabiyak, better half, your better half, kabiyak ng iyong puso, kabiyak ng iyong buhay, no? Half of your life. Yung bang ano, it is as if the other will not exist in the absence of the other. Dito sa Pilipinas, napakaganda that the elderlies would always remind people who would like to enter or tie knots or to enter into marriage. Lagi yan naririnig natin sa mga matatanda, no? Hindi yan parang mainit na kanin na isusubo at kapag napaso ka, ay iluluwa, no? Married life is not like a spoonful of newly cooked rice being consumed and immediately spit out, realizing how scorching it is. And ako, in my case right now, I'm happily married. I have 3 kids. And during our wedding, we exchanged our vows and promised to be together until death do us part. And kapag binabalikan ko, we are now 20 years together and turning 21 years. And looking back, ours is not a perfect one. Ours is not a perfect one. But those imperfections made it perfect to love and to hold till our last breath. Grabe, no? Pinagsusumpaan yung mga pangako sa isa't isa. And Carol Wojtyła defines marriage, napakaganda nito, as the realm in which the principle of seeking common good is applied to the relationship of a man and a woman. Grabe, napakagandang picture, no? That the realm, no, yung lugar kung saan, where you seek common good, you can find it in the relationship of a man and a woman. And sabi ni John Paul II, love begins between persons when both accept a common end, no? And sabi niya, if this happens, a special bond is established between me and this other person, the bond of a common good and a bond of common aim. Napakaganda, no? Meron tayong talagang, when we desire for somebody, we have this common good, di ba? Kaya nga iba sinasabi, you complete me. Napakaganda, no? And this common good creates an equal footing for both man and woman to build a relationship. Ayan, sa mga may mga relasyon, mga pumapasok sa relationship. And yes, our elderlies were right in what they say to check sincerely your heart before you jump in and throw your hat in the ring of marriage. Kasi hindi naman madali. Hindi talaga madali na pumasok sa marriage. Napakaganda talaga ng kanilang metaphor. No? Hindi parang mainit na kanin na pag sinubo mo, pag ayaw mo na, iluluwa mo. And in the 1996 movie, I remembered Jerry Maguire. Sabi niya, he said, I love you. No? Sabi niya, you complete me. Ay. Di ba, ang sarap pakinggan na ikaw ang bumubuo sa akin. Ikaw ang kumukumpleto sa buhay ko. And sabi ni Carol Wojtyła, seeking this common good does not mean the consummation is fulfilled only in one person. Hindi lang yan, ikaw ang kumukumpleto sa akin. Tapos siya, hindi naman ganun yung, hindi naman mutual yung pakiramdam niya. Yung, there is no mutual feeling or neither understanding between the person. Sabi ni Carol, napakalinaw no, na sinabi ni Carol Wojtyła that sabi niya, its special bond does not mean we both seek the common good. It also unites the persons involved internally. Kaya kailangan talaga bago pumasok sa relationship, no? To all singles out there who are listening, it's very important to know, no? At what's your common good? What's the common goal? What's your intention? Ayan, so napakaganda. So the sabi niya, and so constitutes the essential core round which any love must grow. So sabi niya, as I continue, while both husband and wife seeks common good, that common good consummates as well in the individuals internally, which makes them both complete. Amazing. No, hindi lang yung isang nagsasabi na ikaw kumukumpleto ka sa buhay ko, but rather both feel that kung when they enter into relationship or enter into marriage, they are both complete. And this gives direction for both not to utilize each other and guarantees authentic love for each other. No? Hindi yung, kaya sa mga movies, no? Mahal mo ba ako kasi kailangan mo ako? O kailangan mo ako kasi mahal mo ako? Nax! Di ba? Ang sweet, napakaganda. Kaya napakaganda nung in-example ni Carol Wojtyła, ni John Paul II, in the theology of the body. And that's why it's so amazing to know this theology of the body. And sabi ni Carol Wojtyła, the drive of man toward woman and woman toward man in the pursuit of a common good and the relationship of love manifests itself in what he refers to as the sexual urge. Ayan, napakaganda. No? At a lot of times, this is not being discussed, no? But it's taken in a different perspective. But kaya na-amaze ako dito kay Pope John Paul II, kay Carol Wojtyła. Just imagine that how much this man has been anointed and given wisdom to share this to us. Na isang ordained person, no? He mentioned that this urge, sabi niya, does not pertain to the instinctive level as man is by nature capable of rising above in sync in his actions. Ganda nun kasi sa panahon ngayon maraming nangyayari, di ba? Maraming teenage pregnancy or sometimes people enter into premarital sex that kasi ganito na ako, you know? Kasi ganito yung nararamdaman ko, that's why I have to express it. I love it nung sinabi niya that man is by nature capable of rising above instinct in his actions. Parang sabi niya, hindi tayo parang animals na may animal instincts and then just do it. Just do whatever we want. If we feel like having sex with other people, then we will just do it. Sabi niya, our sexual urge should always be directed towards a particular human being, that the sexual urge can provide the framework within which, the basis on which the possibility of love arises, as he continues with this idea of spousal meaning of the body. And we need to understand this kasi ito daw sexual urge natin, it's always towards the other. It's always towards another person. And sabi ni Carol Wojtyła, he clearly states here that the sexual urge is not properly satisfied in the absence of another person. Naglagay pa siya ng clause that as in the solitary of sin of masturbation and or in violence on another person as in the case of sexual assault. And here we will be able to understand, no, the gravity of sin of masturbation. And for us Catholics, this is mortal sin. And why is this wrong? Why is masturbation wrong? Because we tend to objectify, no, and utilize the other person as the object and fulfillment of our pleasure. And sometimes it's very difficult to understand. Normal lang naman yun. Normal lang naman yun na ginagawa ng isang tao. Normal lang naman yun na ginagawa ng isang tao. To kailangan ko itong ilabas eh, no? Yung init ng katawan, yung init ng, yung the passion that is within me, I have to put it out. And, but ang ganda ng sinasabi ni Pope John Paul or ni Carol Wojtyła, that we need to understand that our sexual urges, no? If not properly, is not properly satisfied in the absence of another person. Kaya, just to share with you our, sobrang nakaka-amaze yung aming class in Theology of the Body because you have a lot of questions. You have a lot of things to share na dati ganun yung pananaw mo, dati ganun yung ginagawa mo, or you may be doing it, you may be still doing it right now. And Carol Wojtyła wants us to understand, no? Sabi niya that the idea of spousal meaning of the body, that our body has a purpose, that our body, we were created, yung body natin is an expression, grabe, is an expression of God's love. Kaya yun yung kailangan natin maintindihan. That our body is not just for us. And di ba maraming tao nagsasabi that, bakit katawan ko to, wala kayong pakialam. Diba? But we need to understand the original, no, the original purpose of God, why we were created. Kaya kailangan maintindihan natin yun, that dahil katawan ko to, gagawin ko kung anong gusto ko. We need to understand the deeper purpose why we were created, why God created us with a body, our body. And our body is that we must use it, that we must use our bodies to be an expression of God's love. Amazing. This is very Theology of the Body. And sabi niya, for him, the sexual urge is only rightly understood in the light of the existential significance of the complementarity of two sexes and the orientation of the two, husband and wife, to each other. Sabi niya, unless we both realize this, they will tend to diminish love as a goal into selfishness. Kaya yung sinasabi ko kanina na, mahal mo ba ako kasi kailangan mo ako? Or kailangan mo ako kasi mahal mo ako? Because sometimes we tend to, gaya ng nabanggit ko kanina, so parang you complete me. No? Ikaw lang nakakakompleto sa akin. Na parang kapag wala ka, hindi ako makukumpleto. When we need to understand the purpose, our greater purpose, why God created us. And sometimes, or hindi lang sometimes, but most of the times, we fail on this because we try to look on some things, on other things that we think will complete us. Na tanging sa Diyos lang natin matatagpuan. And sabi niya, kaya kailangan natin ma-realize to kasi otherwise, we will diminish love. Galing, no? We will diminish love as a goal into selfishness. Diba? Kaya napakahalaga talaga, alam nyo, I remembered in one of the sermons that we attend to from Father Paul Wu, at sabi niya, no, na binabanggit niya, parang sa panahon ngayon, ang daming yung mga mag-asawa, no, parang napakadali, no, parang napakadali daw, sabi niya, napakadaling maghiwalay. Yung kapag nahirapan, kapag napagod, ayaw na, maghihiwalay na. And sabi niya, he has counseled or talked to a lot of couples na naghihiwalay because they fail to see the beauty, they fail to see the sacrifice that is needed in a relationship, in a married life, no, in married life. Sabi niya, and as I continue with Carol Wojtyła, sabi niya, it is not enough to long for a person as a good for oneself. One must also, and above all, long for that person's good. Ang ganda nito. No, parang minsan kasi, di ba, parang, minsan siguro, I can attest to this, that sometimes in married life, no, parang we fail to see that our better half, may pangangailangan din siya. No, parang, di ba, minsan we fail to see the other as a person who has needs as well, na parang tayo lang may kailangan. Kaya napakaganda ng sinasabi ni Carol Wojtyła that it is good, it's not enough to long for a person as a good for oneself, and one must also and above all long for that person's good.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Kaya napaka, sabi niya, kaya dito pumapasok, napakaganda that we realize that the giftedness for of each other. Yun ang summit, no? Yun ang dapat natin makita sa ating relationship as husbands and wife. And sabi niya, this is most exemplified in marriage where husband and wife's personal love is developed into the love of goodwill, where one does not seek one's goodwill only, but rather look into the good of the other. Amazing. Napakaganda, no? Na sa bawat isa, di ba? When in all facets, in all aspects of life, na tinitingnan mo kung ano yung mas makakabuti sa kanya. At ganun din siya. Tinitingnan din niya kung ano yung makakabuti sa iyo. And sabi ni Carol Wojtyła, yun yung dapat lumulutang in any relationship or especially in marriage. This is most, sabi niya, siya nagsabi nito na this is most exemplified, no, mas lumulutang, mas nakikita, that nakikita yung personal love ng bawat isa, yung sobrang mahal na ng mag-asawa yung bawat isa, that the husband longs something good or what the best things for his wife, and the wife in her love, in her great love for the husband, ganun din yung siya, no, parang she thinks of something good for the betterment of her husband. Napakaganda. Amazing. This is so amazing. Kaya amaze ako dito sa while we are studying this and very relate. No, relate na, talagang relate ka eh. Maintindihan mo, no? Sabi nga niya, in marriage, reciprocity is essential. No, that hindi lang yung isang nagbibigay. No, hindi lang pwedeng puro deposit, no? Hindi pwedeng withdrawal lang, no? Kailangan you make deposits of love, you make deposits of beautiful situations or events, di ba? Or accounts that you have for each other. That's why it's very important. At sabi niya, in marriage, reciprocity is essential as the very nature of love that is expressed by man and woman, sabi niya. At he made mention that betrothed love happens when a man and a woman become gift to one another. Ito na yung napakaganda, di ba? Di ba kapag, remember for those married persons, married people, just imagine during the time that yung asawa mo naglalakad, di ba, sa papunta sa altar, papunta sa iyo. And just imagine, like, it's a, di ba lagi natin sinasabi, biyaya ka, no? Biyaya ka sa akin. Regalo ka sa akin ng may kapal. At sabi ni Pope ni Carol Wojtyła, yun yung dapat makita natin sa isa't isa. The giftedness to one another. Yun yung dapat na makita natin sa isa't isa. And kapag ka, di ba, meron ka regalo, pag sinabi mo, if you see your husband or your wife as a gift from God, biyaya sa may kapal, regalo mula sa may kapal. Di ba, iingatan mo yan? When something is so precious for binigay sa'yo, grabe, sobrang iingatan mo yan. Sobrang aalagaan mo. Kaya napakaganda yun, to realize each other, no? To realize for husbands and wife, to realize that you are a gift for each other. It's so amazing to realize this. And sabi niya, no? Sabi ni Carol Wojtyła, it's good to realize this. No? Giftedness should be realized in marriage. Giftedness should be realized in marriage. And according to him, a sexual offering without the gift of self is vacuous and utilitarian. No, parang sabi niya, parang naggagamitan lang, no? Walang laman. Whereas, as authentic sexual offering, as we will see, becomes a means of expression of the true gift of self. Kaya alam nyo, just to share with you what Carol Wojtyła, in what our professor also said about this, that the sexual union, the sexual offering of husband and wife, becomes worship. Kaya ang biruan nga namin kami na mga feast builders who are taking theology, and we call sex, no, we call the sexual union with our wives as worship. Oh, mamaya may worship kayo. And totoo naman, nakakatawa, but totoo. Imagine when you realize your giftedness, your sexual offering becomes worship. Just imagine that you can only find that in marriage. I remembered somebody was sharing that nung mag-boyfriend and girlfriend pa lang sila, they engage into premarital sex. And parang, di ba, normally kapag ikinakasal, no, mamamanhikan. Pero ito, nakapanhik na. Nakapanhik na. So, sometimes, it loses, or they lose that the thrill when magpapakasal na. Pero, I remember this couple shared to me, alam mo, brother, ibang pakiramdam nung nagpakasal kami and we are doing it, parang iba yung purpose, iba yung pakiramdam that you have this blessing from God and that you are continually blessed, no, because of this marriage. Kaya napakaganda that this authentic sexual offering, no, becomes a means of expression of the true gift of self. And there you will find the giftedness. Napakaganda, sobrang napakaganda nito. And ako, looking back in our 21 years of marriage, no, I'd like to be honest and admit to all of you that there are a lot of times when I fail to see my wife as a gift or see my giftedness for her. That I fall into the pit of just fulfilling my own pleasure, especially in times of sexual act. And most of married people can relate to this. Diba, dumadating yung pagkakataon that you want to do this and ayaw niya, and you pinipilit mo, diba? Pinipilit mo. Because just to let it out and satisfy yourself. And this is unfortunate. When we do this, we fail to see the giftedness of our wife. And we fail also to see our giftedness. Tandaan mo, tayong mga lalaki, tandaan mo, regalo ka. If you are listening right now, always remember this, that you are a gift. God made you a gift for your wife. So, kaya kailangan makita natin itong our giftedness so that we'll be able to fulfill out kung paano tayo ginawa ng Diyos, kung ano tayo ginawa ng Diyos. And I concluded here that I believe that this should be appreciated every day in the ordinariness of married life. It happens in married life, like when you are 20 years or 30 years, 40, 50, di ba? When things become so ordinary, you don't get to appreciate yung mga bagay-bagay sa buhay, di ba? And it's sad when we fail to see the giftedness, no. And this is very essential to married people. Napakahalaga nito that we should look into our giftedness every day in the ordinariness of life, and to see the giftedness of each other. Diba? Madalas, sa mga nakikinig na mag-asawa, diba? Lagi naman yan, no? Hindi maiwasan, nag-aaway, no? Nagkakaroon ng diferensyahan, hindi magkaintindihan. That sometimes, we fail to see our giftedness. sabi nga ni Carol Voitiwa, the mutual self-gift of a man and a woman, along with the sexual relationship it entails, it is only properly ordered with the institution of marriage. Amazing, di ba? Kaya napakahalaga that we enter into married life. We enter into married life na pinag-isipan natin, pinaghandaan natin, pinagpreparahan natin. Because napakalalim ng parang dati kasi nung I remember during our times that unlike with millennials right now, no, but I've known a lot of millennial people who doesn't want to enter into marriage immediately, no. Parang gusto pa nila mag-travel and makaipon, mag-invest, something like that. And that's good. Walang problema doon. But during our time, kapag ka mga 23 or 25 ka na, parang feeling mo late ka na sa kalendaryo. At nagmamadali ka na, di ba? At nagmamadali ka na. That's why it's very important for us to discern. Ayan, napakalaga. To discern well, take it up to the Lord. Take it up to the Lord. Kung sino yung tao na gusto mo. And it kung ano yung gusto mong mangyari dito sa married life mo, no? Sabi niya, napakahalaga that we look into our marriage. Marriage, no, sabi ni Carol Voitiwa, as the locus to protect from becoming objects to each other, no, becomes an institution like a mantle that covers the love between husband and wife. And nakakalungkot that some people, iba na sinasabi, eh, naku, ayoko magpakasal, ayoko mag-asawa kasi para walang commitment. No? Para kapag hindi, parang trial lang. So pagka hindi tayo nagkasundo, edi hindi tayo, maghiwalay tayo. No? So, kaya, but Carol Voitiwa or Pope John Paul II, sabi niya, mas malalim dito. Ito yung lugar, no, to protect from each other from becoming objects. Pag hindi na kita kailangan, pag hindi na kita gusto, hindi ko gusto yung ugali mo, hindi ka na maganda or hindi ka na gwapo, hindi ka na sexy, 'di ba? Ayoko na sa iyo. So, napakaganda. That's why with that theology of the body and what Pope John Paul II is saying about marriage, that this is the locus. Ito yung lugar wherein you can protect each other. And here we can surmise that outside the marriage bed, no, we lose that sense of giftedness and destroys that goal of love of goodwill, but rather turns into selfishness. Naku, hindi ako mag-aasawa kasi ayoko magpakasal. Gusto ko kung mag-live-in lang or something like that. And we cannot deny the fact that there are people who are taking this. No? But si Pope Francis nga, may sinabi dyan, no, sa bagay na yan, that you are loved. No? But our prayer is that they will be able to find the beauty of married life, no, entering into married life, into marriage. No? And ako, when I look back to my marriage, we're turning 21 years together with my wife Weng. Looking back to our relationship and looking back to the promises nung unang araw na na-amaze ako sa pinagsusumpaan ng mag-asawa. And I realize now that how it transcends to just merely words, di ba? When you exchange words, exchange promises, no, but rather penetrates to the core of their being. At binanggit ko kanina how the word kabiyak, no, kabiyak. Kaya napakaganda ng ating salitang Filipino, no. Our word, the word kabiyak, epitomizes that realization of one's being is conceived in his relationship. Directed by the common good and love of goodwill in marriage, brings about the giftedness of each other. Amazing. So, and as I end, let it be a reminder for husbands and wives to go back to the promises that each had for each other. Siguro na minsan sabi ko nga yung ordinariness of life, minsan it makes us numb, no? Kaya nga sabi ni Pope Francis, it's very important not to forget to always say three things, no? I'm sorry, no? I love you. Please, yan, sabi yan, tatlong bagay. I love you. I'm sorry. And please, no. Wag mawawala to appreciate each other, no. The word kabiyak, no. Kabiyak ng puso mo. At the word kabiyak epitomizes that realization of one's being is conceived in this relationship. At let it be a reminder for husbands and wives to go back to the promises that each had for each other, no matter what happens, no. Hindi porke nahirapan lang, nasaktan, or the commitment is there, that whatever happens, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part, is to recall giftedness of each other, for each other, that only death can take away. Grabe. Sobra talaga na ang tanging kamatayan lamang ang makakapaghiwalay. Kaya alam mo, nakaka-amaze, no? When I see people sa isang mag-asawa, no, when the other half goes away, nawala na. Di ba minsan, no, hindi nakakayanan ng isa at sumusunod. Kasi siya yung kabiyak mo, eh. Siya yung kabiyak mo, di ba? Kaya ako, I honor those married people who are really struggling. And hindi naman talaga madali. Ako, hindi ko pwedeng pagmalaki that our marriage is perfect. But sabi ko nga kanina, it is in those imperfections that makes it perfect. And to think that dapat kaila kasi sa in marriage, kasama kasi lagi dapat yung ang Diyos. That the other person ay ang Diyos. When we lose that factor of taking away God in our midst, ayan na, dyan na nag-uumpisa. Yung ego, yung selfishness. Why? Because we lose that sense of giftedness for each other. Kaya napakaganda to realize our giftedness. And this is I guess, sabi ni Pope John Paul II, that our promises, the promises that we exchange in our marriage, balikan natin yun. At in there, we will be able to realize our giftedness for each other, that only death can take away. Amazing, amazing. And yes, thank you so much for listening right now. And please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave me ratings and also comment if you have comments or questions. And if you have questions, feel free to send me a message here or at bukasyonpodcast@gmail.com. So please send me a message and I'll be able to respond to you. And let's talk and discuss this. Amazing. And tanda mo, ito yung calling natin. Marami tayong calling ni Lord. At wag mo iisipin na may mga pinto na nagsasara, that God still opens windows, no? And sometimes God opens doors, no? That's why my reminder for all of you is this: open your doors to new beginnings. God bless you. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.